and welcome to episode 27 of
I Reckon This Here to Brutal Battle.
That is Kyle's best Sling Blade.
Carl Childers. Carl Childers. Sling Blade's the name of the movie.
Okay, got right. it. I have not seen it, but I will say this.
You haven't seen Sling Blade?
I've seen clips, and I will say to everyone that he's Kyle's like made the face and everything.
I was him for Halloween 3 years ago, I want to say. Amazing.
And Halloween never ended.
Well, people had... Okay, here's a little, just a short, short story. People had, I did not break character all night. My face hurt so bad. Because I just literally walked around the bar the whole night, just with the freaking walk and the gait and the hunch and everything. And then we close the bar down, and when the lights come up and it's exiting out and I'm there waiting for Nikki's in the bathroom, a drunk guy all the way on the other side of the bar just raises up and he's like, Sling Blade! Yeah! I mean, I swear to God, that made the night. That made Halloween for me. I was like, one person, I got him, yes!
You were vilified!
Yeah. This year I was Professor Frink from The Simpsons. And then last year I was, what the hell's his name? The Happy Little Trees guy.
Oh, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. I knew it was Bob something.
Yeah. Bob Ross, there you go.
Yes, I bought like a painter's palette and had the fro and the beard and everything. Happy Little Trees.
Perfect. Something that I wanted... Something that we wanted to talk about from the last episode that we had talked about after we stopped recording. We had tasted for the mystery beers the Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA and then also the Dogfish Head 61, which was the IPA brewed with Syrah grape must.
And Grundle scrapings.
And Grundle scrapings, apparently. It wasn't that bad. And Kyle, you did admit that when you drank it a little bit more, it became a little less obnoxious to you.
Yeah, but no.
Still not great.
I would give it a one right now.
But the thing we kind of talked about afterwards is that that 61 was basically the 60-minute, mm-hmm. but with this added thing to it. And when you really, like, thought about it and tasted it, you could taste that base of the 60-minute IPA just with this added grundle scrapings. So that was a really interesting aspect, which also makes me wonder, are they going to do more of these?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the name is 61 because it's just one higher than the 60.
They do. I mean, they are kind of known for doing riffs on current beers. Like, they have a 75-minute, and, you know, when you go to the brew pub in Rehoboth, they have, like, the dry hop 90-minute there on tap. And they do some things where they play with their own beers and kind of mix and match and do things. So I'm not surprised. They'll probably do more.
So will they do more? Will they do, like, a 62, a 63? You know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Who knows? And that would be interesting to try. The other thing connected to that I wanted to bring up is the last time we rated the Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA, which, if people have been listening to all the episodes, you will have picked up on the fact that we had already rated that before. We gave it a 3 overall.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, you had given it a 3. I gave it a 2, and Turner was on the episode, and he gave it a 4.
So it averages a 3.
It averaged out to 3. This time, I gave it a 4, Kyle gave it a 5, and it was a 4.5. So it has gone up 1.5 points. Mm-hmm. And this may not be the last time. It was the first time that we've had a beer on a second time that we didn't know was going to be on a second time.
Yes.
Because if you think the Racer 5 and Big Dippa.
Yeah.
So it may not be the last time because Rebecca has said that there might be times where she wants to put them back in there to see if we rate them differently. And we did. So
I feel like she shouldn't do that too much because
there's so much
many
out there.
Beers out
right.
there. I mean, there are so many styles we haven't even tried yet, let alone beers, you know what I mean? It seems like sometimes we get a lot of the same styles.
Yes.
You know? Like, I don't think we've tried a black IPA yet, or I think we may have had one barley wine.
Barley wine, but I think the Insanity was kind of a barley wine by Weyerbacher as well, so.
We haven't had, like, hardly any Belgians. We've had a couple that weren't domestic, but not too many. Maybe one or two.
We haven't had a single Saison.
Yeah. Or a Kolsch. I'd kill for a Kolsch.
I would not kill for. I'd kill someone if they gave me a Kolsch.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, actually, I did have. I went to Trogues recently and tried a Kolsch. It was part of their Scratch series. And for the style, it was good. Yeah. It's just not a style that I really enjoy the whole lot. But anyway, We were going to go back to your Chicago beer saga.
Chicago beer saga.
And while you talk about that, I'm going to pour us a warm-up beer. And this beer is compliments of our biggest fan, Kyle Norman.
Kyle Norman gave us this beer.
He gave us a few beers. This beer, he did not say, is like one of his favorite, but he said, I've heard it's a pretty solid beer, so have a few of these. Hope you enjoy it. So I'll pour one of those
signed
for us.
Signed
Kyle Norman.
Oh, that's
so I'll pour some for us, and Kyle will, in the meantime, talk about his Chicago saga.
Yes, I shall talk more about things I did in another city with a bunch of dudes. Lovely. Our first night, so I talked about the bars we did and whatnot, but the first night, the first place we went was actually a place called Big Star. And it's a taco and whiskey joint. Funny thing is, I've been to Chicago a couple times because a friend of mine moved out there. And when I went out there, he would always mention that place as being like a hipster, dive. Like it was just hipster city. It was kind of lame. It was just popular because it was, you know, whatever. So I thought it was kind of ironic that that was the first place we chose to go. It was like one place that I had never been, but had been negatively recommended by a friend who used to be local. Anyway, so we went there. It was, of course, packed out the nuts. It was crazy crowded. I mean, you couldn't even walk. It was butts to nuts. It was crazy. But so we had tacos, guacamole, you know. The tacos were okay. Just another thing that made me think of this was when you were talking about the crispy pork tacos. So I actually had a pork belly taco, which is their flagship taco or whatever. And then I had a fish taco, because I'm a huge fan of fish tacos. Actually, the one I expected to be good and the one I expected to be bad were reversed. The fish taco was actually pretty darn good, even though it had a thick battering. But the pork belly taco literally tasted like you smell, like the smell of dog food.
Yuck.
It was terrible. It was horrible. I ate it because I was half drunk and we were at tacos and I didn't give a
shit. Scent of Alpo.
Yes, scent of Alpo, exactly. But I did have an interesting beer, and this is very typical of Mexican drinks. It's called a Michelada. You ever had a Michelada before?
Nope.
It's basically just like different places do them differently, but it's basically just a light beer like a Pilsner or something, or an IPA or Pale Ale or whatever, but it's topped or added with hot sauce and done like a salt rim and things. But this one was really interesting because it seems like the hot sauce was foamed. It was aerated almost because it was floating on top, kind of like the head, you know? The head was hot sauce. But they don't get one that's going to, like, you know, melt your mouth off or anything. It just had a nice subtle burn. It was delicious. I mean, it's very, very good. But the first thing I ordered was, like, a whiskey cocktail because, you know, I'm a big whiskey drinker. And everyone else ordered these. And once I had a sip of those, I downed my whiskey thing and ordered one of those. I don't even remember what the name of the whiskey thing I had. It was Gold Rush or something? I don't know. Some cocktail. But the Michelada was quite good. So, order the Michelada, order the guacamole, because that was delicious, and order the fish taco. Stay away from the pork belly dog food taco. Ugh.
Ring endorsement.
One other beer I wanted to talk about was the one you wanted to bring up with the picture, and it wasn't my penis. It was actually, let me bring up the picture on my phone, just
was
so I have all the details.
Was it actually considered a beer, though?
I don't know. I guess it would be a malt beverage.
Yeah, I would assume it is.
Malt, I mean, yeah, you say it's bottled like a beer, it's carbonated like a beer, but malt beverage, whatever. But it's a Sprecher's Bootlegger Bourbon Barrel Hard Root Beer.
Hard Root Beer.
Hard Root Beer, yes, sir.
When it's you actually said that to me, I was like, ooh, that's confusing.
Yeah.
But I would love to try that.
It was not as great as I expected, you know what I mean? Because you think, like, Barks is a very good root beer because it has that bite. And, you know, it's true. It has that little snap, you know?
That,
I know that's their slogan and all, but it's true because some root beers can be kind of sweet and just one note and cloying and kind of, like, you know, just bland.
Right.
That's what this was. It was very bland, very smooth and sweet. It just tasted like someone took, you know, those root beer-flavored candies, shoved them in a bottle of beer and shook it up, and then that's what you had. You know what I mean? It didn't have that snap, that bite, that interesting dynamic that may have lightened up the mouthfeel or kind of made it somewhat interesting. So, yeah, it was kind of a downer.
Cool.
But, you know, it was interesting to try. I never had seen seen hard root beer, let alone tasted it before.
As I say, me being a beer ticker and all, variety is the spice of life, and I've always kind of felt that way. And Kyle is currently tasting the warm-up beer that I got. Oh, he's trying to look at what it is. No. It is Rivertown. I guess it's just Rivertown Brewery?
Not a fan.
It's an okay IPA. Yes, Rivertown Brewing Company out of
No Me Gusta.
In Export, Pennsylvania. Weird.
Two
Old Willie's IPA is what it's called, and it's got like some weird looking fish on it.
Old Wiley's, I think that's
Old Wiley Willie out of W-Y-L-I-E.
Wiley.
Wiley Willie could be either way. But
not good.
It's not like an amazing IPA. It is a okay IPA in my opinion. What would you give it?
Two or one.
On the show, I'd probably give it a 2-3, yeah. Somewhere in there.
I mean, it's got some interesting, like, I get some sort of dynamic sweetness in the back that's kind of interesting, but it's just way too bitter. Not bitter good, not hops bitter, it's like, ugh, bitter, like, ugh. I feel like I'm drinking, you know, insect repellent or something.
Insect repellent. Well, that's no good. Well, I will say that Kyle Norman...
I do not like it.
I had met with him a few weekends ago, like 2 weekends ago, because I had to go to a wedding for the wife's younger sister, and Kyle, part of the family, he was there, and he was very, very gracious. He brought me beers from Central Pennsylvania area that we can't get here in Maryland.
He brought you beers.
This Rivertown is one that we can't get, so I'm very thankful that he gave it to us to try, me being a ticker and all that. He also gave some other beers, and we're going to do something with those, which I'll talk about in our next episode. I brought him some beers too, so it was actually basically like a wedding beer exchange. Rebecca will be the first to tell you that I hate going to weddings. It is awful. I mean, I may be happy for the couple, and I may, you know, kind of enjoy myself, but I don't like the idea of weddings in the first place with, like, all the tradition and the hoopla and spending all the money and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like, just go to the courthouse and get married and, you know.
Have a party or something.
Have a party, yeah. I mean, so, that's what I hate about weddings. But this was very fun because I got to do the beer exchange with Kyle. I gave him a bunch of Duclos stuff because he cannot get Duclos up there. And I will tell you that he got back to me. He's tried three of them thus far. He tried the Oz, which is their fractional IPA. He didn't like it a whole lot. He was like, it's kind of confusing. I don't think I like it too much. He tried the Sweet Baby Jesus. Everyone likes the Sweet Baby Jesus. He was no exception. He really did enjoy it. And then he tried the Serum, which is the Duclos double IPA.
Yeah.
He raved about it. He texted me and said, basically, after trying the Serum, I had to change my pants. And then he said, I need more of this beer. And then he proceeded to say that it's basically not like any double IPA he's ever had before.
Wow.
So he loved it.
High comments.
Yeah, very high comments. So I'm glad he liked it. Next time I see him, I'll be getting him maybe
like
some six packs, a case. I don't know. I'm going to get him whatever he needs.
Yeah, like, those are probably my two favorite round the year Duclos offerings. Serum and
Serum's very good.
Sweet Baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
I do like, you know, Euphoria's not bad, but I feel like that's one you can kind of get sick of after a while. Which
it's
surprisingly
sweet.
Hasn't happened with Sweet Baby Jesus for me.
Yeah, well, you know, Sweet Baby Jesus is such an interesting beer, you know. It's a porter, so it's got, like, that nice heavy maltiness, but it's also, you know, got peanut butter and chocolate in it, so.
I think it's dry. Yeah. I think that's what's, it makes it,
it is.
Not wear on your palate. It's got that dry snap finish. It's not, like, it doesn't linger too
But then
badly.
It's also got that really satisfying, like, peanut butter mouth finish.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that peanut butter mouth feel after you take each sip. It's very, like, satisfying, like, hearty, good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, so good. But,
I'm a fan.
Yeah, so that, but also at that wedding, I got double lucky because I brought beers for Rebecca's sister, Emily, who lives out in Oregon. I brought her some Duclos beers as well, and she brought me some beers from out in Oregon. I think she brought me can't remember off the top of my head, three or four. And we will, one of those we will definitely be trying because it is a sour.
Mm.
And Kyle being big into sours.
That I am. Love me the sours.
Yes.
So if anyone's interested on sending us beer, make them sours for
me. No.
And An IPA or double IPA.
Hoppy as hell IPAs for me.
Hot bombs for Carlo.
Yeah, hot bombs for me.
We will send you an address, or email us, and we'll give you our address.
Also, I would really love if someone could hook us up with Kentucky Breakfast Stout and or Canadian Breakfast Stout.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, please.
I have had Kentucky, and it is delicious. Or was it Canadian?
The Canadian one's like maple.
Yeah, it was flavor Kentucky. Too. It was Kentucky.
Okay, yep. Got it. So yeah, I mean,
and then a little place called Blind Tiger in Manhattan. Another great beer bar.
Very good.
During the day, not at night. Night it's too crowded.
Is it?
Oh god, yeah. At night it's you can't even get in the door.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Oh, no, another thing to say about the wedding. Not only did I come out of it with a bunch of beers from Central Pennsylvania and from Oregon, but they had beer at the reception, and one of the bride's co-workers, she had him homebrew a batch of beer.
Oh, cool.
It was a Hefeweizen, usually not like my favorite style, but it for what it was supposed to be, it was good. It was good. Like, I'm not just saying this, but it probably one of the better Hefeweizens I've had.
That's good.
He did an outstanding job. Kyle Norman was at the reception as well. He came over to me proactively and was like, you know, I'm not big on Hefeweizens, but this is kind of good. And I was like, you know, I feel you on that. It is. You know, you can't deny when someone's crafted a beer well, no matter what style it is.
I concur. Yes. I would concur.
So that being said,
my this girl I work with, Jane, who I've mentioned here before.
Yes.
Cool chick, but she just brewed her first batch of beer with her father. They are doing a Blue Moon clone recipe type dealio, just to try it out. You know, get their hands dirty or whatever.
Could have started with something better.
Well, it was her dad's. Her dad's a macro drinker. Macro it's not dude. Like he's a yeah.
That's all right.
He's a hillbilly.
Well, I will say this: if anybody wants to get into homebrewing, something that I do think is really cool. Some time ago, Dogfish Head released a book of all their recipes.
Really?
For some of their main beers. I actually have it upstairs if you want to look at it after these episodes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, they have things in there like, actually the only one that comes to mind because I actually checked for it is the Midas Touch, which I think would be kind of fun to try and recreate, but it's like a bunch of their recipes and they're like, here, for homebrewers, if you guys want to replicate our stuff.
Hmm.
So that would be fun for anyone Good who for wants them. To give a shot.
So, I'd like to try to make a 90-minute. That would save me so much money.
I think it is in the book as well. We can check that out later.
90-minute or Sati or Palo Santo or Burton Benton.
I have the equipment to make beer. I've made one batch before, so if you want to try it together at some point, we could give it a shot.
Nude from the waist down. Come on, man.
That might hinder the sanitization process.
Oh, that's true.
Which you have to do at every step.
Balls.
Every step of that process.
We can, like, get together, brew some beer, and then when we play Pathfinder, we can have our own beer.
Yeah.
We can have my barbecue. It would be all us, all made, all awesome.
Oh, cool. FYI.
There's
one of my buddies who I do the Bone Throwers Theater with, Jordan. He sent me a link to something on Facebook and said, this looks interesting. It's a beer by the brewery Ninkasi, which is out of Oregon, which I've had a few of their beers. And actually, I have their Total Domination IPA sitting in my beer closet at the moment. I don't know when I'm going to have that. But he sent it to me, and it's called Critical Hit. It's a Critical Hit Ale. And the description has all these references to like Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, that's awesome.
It says something about like the hit being so hard that you might have to double roll your saving throw and stuff like that. You know, very, like, nerd-based. And he was like, this is cool because, you know, he does all this RPG stuff. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. Critical Hit. Woo.
That's cool.
So, just wanted to...
Also, the name of our local game store.
Yes, the name of our awesome local gaming store, Critical Hit Games.
Mm-hmm.
So, kudos to them for being awesome in general.
And smelling a lot sometimes.
Well, you can't help it when a bunch of nerds just pack in.
Yeah, and get all heated. And
then nerds typically don't have the best hygiene.
It's like a nerd oven. Oh, God.
Well, at least you're not throwing patchouli into it, too.
Oh,
nerds and hippies together.
Horrible. God. My ex-girlfriend used to wear patchouli.
Speaking of nerds and hippies,
yes.
We got two beers in front of us.
Sweet.
So let's go ahead and jump into them. One of them looks pretty dark, and I'm excited about that, because we haven't had a dark one in a while.
I love dark ones.
Yes. All right. So let's go with A. A is very see-through. It's very orangish-yellow.
There's a little bit of cloudiness to it. It's not ultra.
I think you got the bottom of the
maybe it's because of the... It might be just because of the glasses fogged up. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I can't tell.
But based on the level, I'm going to go ahead and say, based on the level of beer I have in my glass and the level you have in yours, I'm going to surmise this is potentially from a 22-ounce.
Really? Yeah, we do have some hefty pours here, sir.
Usually not that much. So, using my deductive reasoning skills.
Deductive reasoning.
Anyway, so that's coloration. What are some smells?
I get something floral right off the bat.
Very, very floral.
Very floral.
Very floral.
Very floral. Smells like the floor.
Smells like floor.
God, is it just me or am I getting that perm smell again?
Yes, a little bit. But I think that comes from a certain degree of hopping. I mean, that's kind of like the perm smell, man.
I'm not going to like this just by the smell.
This has got to be some sort of IPA.
Yep.
I mean, the hopping is considerable in the smell.
Did we talk about the color? The gold? Gold color? Okay.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
I didn't know if we went right into how clear it was. I don't remember.
Sling Blade.
Red Rod Tater. God, I can't get the perm smell. All I get is perm.
The only scent I'm getting out of this is hops.
I'm on a perm. Okay, let's just drink it.
I mean, it's got to be an IPA because I'm just getting hops.
Permed hops.
All right, let's take it.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Finish is interesting.
It's got... The finish is a little peachy. Do you feel me on that? It's like a faint peach finish.
Yep.
It's definitely got some decent hops on it. And it's got a peach finish.
You know what I immediately thought? This beer would go good with cheese.
This would go so well with cheese. What type of cheese would you put with it?
I would get it would be a semi-hard white cheese of some sort. A nutty, maybe like a, maybe Gouda?
I wouldn't put Gouda.
No, not Gouda. I'm trying to think of another.
What I would want, it may not be.
Like a mild cheddar, maybe?
I could do a Gruyere with this.
A Gruyere?
I would love a Gruyere with this.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan of Gruyere cheese. Yeah. But anytime, no matter what kind of beer I'm drinking, whether it would match well with it or not, I would love like a nice Rochefort cheese, like a funky blue cheese, a Gorgonzola, you know, that's just my wheelhouse for cheeses.
Camembert.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Where'd the cheese at? Who got the cheese?
You know, this is a solid beer in my opinion. It's nice and hoppy. It's got that kind of nice peachy finish, which usually, and it's not like a synthetic peach finish.
No,
to
it's
me.
Like legit. Yeah, real peach.
It's like organic type.
It's got that slight sweetness, a little bit of the bitterness. Yeah.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not like the most amazing.
I'm not crazy. I'm not too crazy about it.
It's not the most amazing beer I've had, but it's... I mean, I could continue to drink it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. If I ordered this at a beer, I'd probably drink about two-thirds of it and then order this at a bar.
I'm also getting, in addition to getting a little bit of the peachiness, I'm also getting a tad bit of mango-y hint to it on the end.
Yep. I agree.
Which is kind of what, like, the one beer we were clearly able to get out of. Actually, you know what? I think we got the mango-iness out of the Nugget Nectar and the Perpetual IPA by Trogues. There's some sort of hop that they're using in both of those.
That's something they do.
Mango-y note.
Yeah, I like A, but I'm not crazy. It's not getting me aroused or anything.
Well, at least you don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it, but I don't really love it.
Well, let's go to B, something that's probably more in your wheelhouse.
B is interesting. B looks like a porter.
It is.
It is quite red, though, when you hold it up to the light, so maybe not. Maybe not a porter.
No, it definitely could be. Sweet Baby Jesus has this kind of coloration.
Yeah, true.
It is like, it looks like black, but then when you hold it up to the light,
that
it's
red always
red.
Throws me off, and I'm like, oh, what the hell is it?
Yeah. So it's got it's
a little bit of lacing, creamy head. The head's actually still here.
I already smelled it.
Very fine carbonation. Whatever.
Smells good.
Smells like coffee.
Yes. It's got the coffee-ness.
Which makes my dick giggle, honestly.
Ah, damn.
Now I'm getting a little, just a touch of licorice, but not like black licorice. I'm getting red licorice, which is very odd considering the coffee.
I can.
Two things going on there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That is weird.
You know what I mean?
Nope, nope. Sorry. I'm not getting that. I am getting licorice, but have you ever had chocolate licorice?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. So. I'm getting a chocolate licorice scent.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's like dark beers, you know, it's got like a chocolatiness to it. It's got a, you know, a bit of a coffee.
I'm getting like the rope licorice, the kind that Garth pulled out of the ceiling of the Murphmobile. All
right.
That kind of licorice.
It's kind of, I don't think I'm getting anything further.
And I, honestly, the more we swirl and smell, the coffee is getting kind of lost for me.
It is dying down a tad. Anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Oh yeah,
cracker. I'm going cracker on this.
Cracker eating a cracker. Well, now that we both eat a cracker, we who's going to talk?
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I didn't think that through.
I'm just eating a cracker with everybody. Now I'm in cotton mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Cracker mouth.
It dries your mouth out like crazy.
Here's some dead air for you.
Grade A podcasting. All right. Well, I'm ready to jump into the spear, then. So I'm going to go a little bit ahead of you.
All right, go for it.
Now that my palate is cleansed.
Let me get, trying to suck all these chunks out of my teeth. Ooh,
okay, I want to see, confused.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go, bottoms up.
A little confused. I am getting that red licorice flavor. The scent that you said, I'm getting the flavor of, like, red licorice in this.
Wow. I'm getting, like, tobacco big time. Chicory, tobacco, big time tobacco.
Is chicory a type of wood? I don't know what the hell chicory is. Is it spice? Wood? I don't.
Chicory is a thing that they make coffee with. I believe it's a... I don't think it's a bean. It might be a grain.
You're so good at this.
I know. We're really stumping each other.
No, I am getting...
I think it's a grain, I believe. But I'm probably so wrong on that, it's not even funny.
The first taste I was getting is, like I said, like that red licorice. But it wasn't strong. It was like a faint red licorice-y flavor. But now I'm starting to really, you know, get the malts in it. I'm getting a little bit of the coffee-ness. I'm getting...
Super malt.
It's
all malt and tobacco for me, with a little bit of red undertones, a little bit.
Yes.
And taste, you know what I mean? Like
no, definitely.
I think that's me picking up on your licorice a little bit. Cranberry, is that stupid to say? I know we kind of throw cranberry out there a lot sometimes, but I think it's there though. Honestly, the more I taste this, the more I'm thinking of like a fall seasonal to go along with like Thanksgiving dinner type dealio. You know, it's kind of sitting with me a little bit.
It's got just this slight effervescence that lingers on my tongue for some reason.
And by effervescence, you mean
tingliness?
Just so the the listeners know,
bubbly, fine, bubbly sensation on your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's actually coming from the carbonation.
Hmm.
I think it has to do with the alcohol content, the flavor. Well, no, maybe I'm wrong, because it is pretty fine carbonation.
Yeah, I don't get a bullet. I don't get any burn whatsoever. I think this is a relatively low carbonation.
Yeah, I'm not getting a burn either.
But I do feel like both of these beers would pair well with food.
Yes.
You know, we had the cheese.
I agree.
With A. This one, I feel like a... Maybe in like a roasted chicken dinner or something like that. Chicken, turkey, some sort of poultry.
I would
maybe
like
a cranberry sauce on the side or stuffing.
I feel like I'd like this with pork chops.
Oh, pork chops, yeah.
I'd like this maybe like a balsamic reduction.
Ooh,
pork
yeah.
chop.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with a little bit of rosemary.
I'm thinking of my ex-sister-in-law, but I still call her my sister-in-law, made this like this mushroom, vegetarian mushroom stuffing once for Thanksgiving, and that would like crush with this right now, I think. Very good.
This beer's got some sort of weird, like, sour tinge on the end to me. And it's one that doesn't taste like it's intentional.
Yeah, that's That's something that's keeping it down from a moderate score for me.
Yeah, I want to say it's probably, I mean, it seems to me like it might be some sort of like light coffee stout or something, or porter, yeah. And it's just, it's not done the best.
It's not crafted well, per se. I mean, it's crafted fine, but it's not crafted exceptionally. But I feel like there are multi-dimensions here that you can pick up on and enjoy, depending on what you're looking for in your beer. I feel like it's got some things that might appeal to varied crowds,
you know,
different kinds of beer drinkers.
Hold on
like
a second.
This.
I could see this, the flavor we're talking about on the end of it with the that kind of little bit of a sourness. I could see that being appropriate if this is some sort of like stout that was aged in like an old Cabernet barrel or something
wood.
Like that.
I'm getting wood.
There's a little bit of
wood.
That's probably where you're talking about like the tobacco-iness, because that's kind of similar sometimes.
I'm trying to
but
place it.
If it's there. Like an oak barrel that had Cabernet
I
aged
think it's
in
oak.
It,
yes,
that
oak.
Would make sense because you'd get that little tobacco-y oakiness, but then it would justify that little bit of sourness at the end that you would get from the residual Cabernet juices in the wood.
I am very familiar with oak because I use that in my barbecue a lot. So I think if this were to be a wood, it would be oak.
Okay.
But I already know what I'm going to give B. Let me go back to A.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't. I'm pretty open on it. But, ooh. God, A smells
God.
So good right now.
Ugh. I just do not know. Not a fan.
Ugh. Ooh. After having B, A is like even better to me right
wow.
now.
Wow. Good for you, man. Pump it up. Pump up the jam. Pump it up. Pump it up. Yo, pump it.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.
Okay, well, let's make sure we... Damn, I'm losing my pen. Let's make sure we move on to rating at this point.
If squirrels pee, it tastes like A.
No. Dude, A is pretty solid.
Not a fan.
I gotta go back.
I like
to
that
report.
We're differing. We usually kind of go similar, so we've got some dimmer, differing opinions these
okay.
last two episodes.
I know where I'm going.
All right, A, go.
Six.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah.
One.
What?
Yes.
Okay,
A is not
so.
Good. When I went back to it, no, no, not even close.
So it's a 3.5 then.
It smells like a perm.
So, am I right?
It tastes very bitter.
You do the math. 3.5, does that sound right?
Yeah,
3.5. Yeah,
3.5.
So, overall, 3.5.
Yep.
And B, go.
3.
4.
There we go, 3.5. Wow, these tied.
Wow, look
odd.
At this.
That's
equally.
Interesting.
I mean, but I wouldn't say equally as good because
yeah.
you gave A, like, way low and I gave it, like, pretty high. And,
wow,
and then we were very close.
Six.
On
I am
B.
blown away that you gave that a 6.
I don't know. It's just that like
how many
that,
sevens have you given? Like 2?
I don't even know. I could go back and look at some.
So
point,
this
but...
is almost the best beer you've ever had on
no,
this podcast.
No. I've given some sevens.
You've given like 1 or 2 sevens. I think maybe
I
2
feel,
sevens.
I feel very good about A. I really like
That's
it.
Really surprising.
Especially after having B, A is so refreshing, and it's got like that nice. Like I said, like the peachiness and the mango-iness on the
Yeah,
end
I appreciate
nuts.
That. I do. But the smell, I just can't. Maybe if this were one we would revisit when I have this perm thing kind of out of my face and out of my palate, then maybe
okay.
I'd probably rate it higher. No.
Okay.
I guess I can appreciate the peach and the mango and the,
All right. Well, what
But just the perm is just killing it. Ugh.
The mango-iness would make me be like this might be a Trogs product, but who knows.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Let's do the reveal.
What do you want first? You want A or B first? Because they tied, so.
Well, let's do B, because since you like A so much, we'll do that. That'll
okay.
be the big finish.
Okay, so B we have with a 3.5. B is, okay, whoa. B is called Toxic Sludge.
Wow.
That is weird, and look at it, it's in
a
tall
what
boy
a cool can.
Can.
That can
that
is awesome.
Cool.
That
this,
is an awesome can.
This is a super sweet
it's
can.
Like Retro Mutagen from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's by Blue Point Brewing Company, who does things like Hoptical Illusion and Toasted
they do
Lager.
Toasted Lager, yeah.
They've done good stuff. I like them usually.
Yeah.
It's a pint can. It's called Toxic Sludge. It's got like slime and stuff all over it. And it's a black IPA is what it says.
Okay, no.
Yeah, no, that doesn't taste like a black IPA
no.
at all to me.
I just... I was like nodding and smiling as you were reading, and then Black IPA, my face was like, no.
7%.
Bad.
It's a 7% alcohol.
Wow, that's surprising. But this did no way in hell taste.
It has like no alcohol. Additives or preservatives. That's good. I mean, I agree with that. That's awesome.
No.
Out of Rochester, New
York. That's not a Black IPA. I mean, I get it, kind of. But no, this doesn't... Mm-mm.
It definitely gets my vote for the best can. Best label, honestly.
Actually, now that I retaste it, it tastes better than it did before.
Just not because knowing, the can's
not
so cool.
It's a Black IPA, but just now that it's set for a minute.
I mean, it. You know, we.
I
it's
think this
not
is
terrible.
The type of beer that, as it warms, it will open up. So give it like 5 more minutes, it'd probably taste even better.
I mean, okay.
I do kind of see black. I could see it. It's a light.
It's
light bodied. It's got a little bit of hops, but. It could be a porter just as close as it could be a black IPA.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily like seems like a black IPA to me, but I gotta say, the label design is awesome.
Oh man,
the name is pretty cool. Toxic Sludge. I mean, but I would think that like Toxic Sludge would probably be more like a barley wine or something. You know, something that's like really high alcohol.
Yeah, like gonna kick your butt.
Yeah,
mutate you into this freak.
Okay, beer, Blue Point. Kudos on the design for the label.
I think, and this is one of the perks of blind testing, I think I would be heavily influenced if I drank that beer knowing it's a black IPA, which is one of my favorite styles, and seeing that awesome can art, I would have rated it higher. If I knew what it was and saw the can, I would have been like, yeah, man, I love Toxic Sludge. Now I'm just like, three, meh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
that would have influenced me if I knew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have been giving it points just for style and for varietal.
Well, let's go to A then.
Let's go.
I'm excited. I want to see what this is.
I'm going to drink my Toxic Sludge.
I think the bag is very not heavy, so I think this is going to be another can.
Yep.
This is two cans.
Battle of the can.
All right, here we go. A, also with a 3.5, and Carlin liked it a lot more than Kyle.
It's just can.
Schlafly IPA from St. Louis Brewing Company.
Doo-doo butter.
Oh my gosh. 4.5% alcohol.
Wow.
That's Are you surprised?
Yeah.
The amount of flavor that's in that, and it's 4.5% alcohol... That's crazy to me.
It tastes like
like
perm juice. It should be called Schlafly Perm Juice.
Now, I will say this can...
Peach-flavored perm juice.
Not exciting can.
Oh, that's the worst can I've ever seen.
It's like baby blue, and it's got... It
looks like a university or something. Maybe
yeah.
Maybe it has something... There's like a reference here we're not getting. Maybe it... That S right there looks like a...
And there's a C inside of it that says Can Sessions.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like a university style.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I think it's important to note, you know, here are two canned beers. Rebecca had said to me when she went to the liquor store last to pick out beers, she was like, there's a lot of microbrews in cans now all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Which made me think of when we recently talked about what's the new brewery that's kind of pushing the envelope in microbrews. And you said Oscar Blues because they went with the cans and they made it popular.
Yep.
It's getting big now.
Yeah.
So, good call on that, Kyle.
You know, I'm smart.
All right. That being said, pretty successful tasting, I'd say.
Yeah.
Nothing awful.
For
well,
me.
Well, you hated the Schlafly. I enjoyed it, but
doo-doo.
I thought peach it was pretty perm. Good tasting.
So. Schlafly Peach Perm.
Got it.
That's my new name. I'm going to submit it. I'm going to send him an email when we're done.
The Peach Perm. Remind everyone real quick, check out the website, brutalbattle.com. Send us emails, anything you want to know. If you have questions, any comments you want to make, anything you want on the show, beer suggestions.
Keep in mind, though, if you do send an email, we have so many to get through that it might take us some weeks, if not months, to get to yours because we're really backlogged in all the emails we've gotten.
And that's called a lie.
That's dripping sarcasm.
But you can send us emails at... brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Please get us on iTunes. Give us ratings. Give us reviews there. We're also on Stitcher and we're on daggerpress.com.
A bunch of other websites.
Daggerpress is like way behind. They just posted like the 9th episode or something.
9th episode.
And we posted like
Jeez.
20. At this point, we posted like 23. So we do record ahead, but geez, they're like way behind. But whatever. It's all good.
You record ahead. But you never know what kind of curveball life's going to throw at you. So we like to cover our bases and record ahead.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
That being said, this was successful. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Kyle, can you take us out with a little Sling Blade?
The Bible said two men ought not lay together, but I reckon they could then send a man like you to hate it. Mm-hmm.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.